Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Nashville Electric Service wasn't ready when Winter Storm Fern knocked out power to nearly half of its customers in January. That's one finding of an independent consultant's initial review released last week. In fact, the utility's emergency plan had only looked at impacts of up to 50,000 customers. The deadly ice storm left more than four times that many without electricity. The report also says NES response plan lacked detail, scalability, and guidance. There were issues with its incident command structure that led to communications problems, and its systems struggled to estimate how much help NES needed or the time it would take to restore power, a process that ultimately took 16 days. The report, based on NES data, documents, and staff interviews, is not final. It's also separate from a commission from Governor Phil Bredesen is chairing to review how NES handled the ice storm. Thousands of trees were damaged or destroyed during that storm. Madison Williams was thinking about Fern's fallout this weekend. She's with the nonprofit Nashville Tree Foundation, and she helped give out 1,500 saplings as part of a celebration of Earth Day at Centennial Park.
Nashville's urban canopy was damaged pretty heavily from the storm, so this giveaway feels a bit more special. It's just more meaningful, more impactful, because we do need to nurse Nashville's canopy back to a healthy state.
Williams says these new white oaks, Carolina silverbells, service berries, and other trees will help to restore the region's canopy. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News. And as always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.